This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'd like to pack this in and take you to the stars. We'll eat in fancy restaurants and drive in fancy cars. We try to look, we made a buck, so lean back, have some fun.
Oh yes, my love, but first just this last one.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me with all your heart. I need. The ropes and let that poor fool go.
Though you go getting weak on me, not when I need you so.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. Just stand by me with all your heart. I need.
All right, here we go. Second hour of the program coming your way. Now, this is over at Jonas Alexis over at Veterans Today. Black guy. Novelist Alice Walker meets the Khazarian Mafia. Okay, so basically it's ridiculous to say that Alice Walker's an anti-Semite, but she's certainly sensing that there is more to the Khazarian Mafia than meets the eye and ear. Now, she's the author of The Color Purple, you know, Oprah, Spielberg, the whole nine. Well, she was married to a Jewish guy. Okay. And it talks about this revolutionary marriage between blacks and Jews in the United States, basically to form a communist bloc to overthrow the evil white power structure. All right. But anyway, very fascinating. Now on another, website over here, there's this poem she wrote about the duty to study the Talmud, all right? And to study the Talmud. Now, let me get to the cool part here. Now, this is quite – and here's one part. It is our duty, I believe, to study the Talmud. It is within this book that I believe we will find answers to some of the questions that most perplex us. And then here we go. Is Jesus boiling eternally in hot excrement for his quote-unquote crime of throwing the bankers out of the temple? For loving, standing with, and defending the poor? Was his mother Mary a whore? Are Goyim meant to be slaves of Jews, and not only that, but to enjoy it? Are three-year-olds in a day girls eligible for marriage and intercourse? Are young boys fair game for rape? Must even the best of the Goyim be killed? Pause a moment and think what this could mean. Are already has meant in our own lifetime. You may find that as the cattle, we have begun to feel we are. We have an ancient history of oppression of which most of us have not been even vaguely aware. You will find that we, Goyim, subhumans, animals, the Palestinians of Gaza, the most obvious representatives of us at the present time, are a cruel example of what may be done with impunity and without conscience by a chosen people, the vast majority of the people on the planet who are not chosen. And then it gets into longer, and she's being thrown under the bus for blatantly anti-Semitic language. Well, where this all started was she endorsed a book by David Icke, and so this will jar some of your memories of how this all started. Very fascinating, though, that this lady talked about a David Icke book, then all of a sudden they dig into her profile or her some of her work, and they find a pretty aware person about, you know, the supremacist mindset of some of these folks that actually pull the levers of many, many areas of power within our existence: media, banking, entertainment, so forth and so on, academia, But let's take Frank in North Carolina. Come on up, Frank. We got Frank.
Yeah, Robert. Yeah, that's okay. Pretty interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, I think they must have filmed some of that movie around here. Because I know my grandparents back in the day had an antique shop, and I think that woman came into the antique store and bought some stuff for my grandparents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, yeah, I was unaware of that story. But, well, you know, the truth is hate to those who hate the truth. You can't tell the truth. It's hateful.
Well, yeah, and basically, if you're not, you know, like Michael Savage, you're going to get thrown under the bus and, you know, blackballed, whatever you want to call it. It's fascinating that basically Jews are the only ones that can call out any kind of Jewish skullduggery and still keep their head above water. Everybody else has to get full bore attack and, you know, thrown under the bus completely.
Yeah, it is interesting. Same thing. Michael Savage
they've really carved out that niche for American black people as well, to where nobody else outside of, especially if you're white, you can't say anything critical about anything going wrong in the black community, or you're automatically just a, you know, a hater, a racist, and the rest of it too. So they basically created a secondary group with almost the same kind of operating rules in the society. You know, the little rappers can drop the N-bomb all day, every day. But then if somebody outside that group uses any of the word or its derivatives, then automatically you're done. You lose your job. You lose everything.
Yep. Hey, Robert, I saw some of the video clips of some of the facial expressions and the interchanges going on at the funeral. Yeah. And I did find some of it really compelling. I mean, some of it was actually downright spooky. I saw Jeb's reaction, and then, but I actually thought Laura Bush's reaction was even more interesting. It almost looked like her face almost like changed, like it did some metamorphosis, or like it became translucent, like she just almost her face almost fell off or something. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's hard, you don't want to speculate, but then, and like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm like, look, this could be all an act for us, for everybody that's following this kind of Q stuff and the sealed indictment kind of paradigm and the mass arrest, the Gitmo, you know, all this stuff.
That's one extreme.
Right, but you know what I'm saying. They've got a lot of people out here in the country thinking that this is the next shoe to drop any day now. That all the treasonous dirtbags that have wrecked the country for the last, you know, number of decades are all going to be held accountable by the great savior Trump and all of the military spec op backers that recruited Trump into the, you know, to run for president and save the country. And it's a great story, and I hope it's true, but at the same time, you know, I've been burned so many times in my life, and I know you have in yours, to where it's just like I'm watching with you know, just earnest you know, like just looking at it as a spectacle and hoping something good comes out of it all. But hell, this could be that economic reset that I talked about when Trump first jumped in the game, to where he's going to be the big reorganization bankruptcy master of this whole thing. And maybe that's why they brought him in, you know what I'm saying? And to start a war possibly, because the troops would never follow Hillary anywhere.
Yeah. I'm just not going to read. I'll be honest with you. I've been burned too many times. I'm not going to overread it. I'm not going to read anything into it. I don't think we'll ever really know what exactly was going on with whatever was written down on there or anything. You know, Gerald Celente just recently was on Jeff Rentz. I think it was just earlier this week or last week. He said one of the trends forecast predictions that his outfit is putting out there is an economic 9/11. Mm-hmm. So I find that interesting.
Think about this, Frank. Let's say Trump and Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, are bumping heads And this is, I mean, when's the last time you've heard basically of the president saying anything like this with the Federal Reserve? I mean,
that's the most interesting. I just found out about it. I just heard about that early this morning or late last night, and that's probably the most compelling thing I've heard in a long time. You're right. I'm like, I'm like, what's going on? Because I mean, you don't ever hear about anything like this. You hear about Ron Paul as a candidate congressman, you know, stirring stuff up, but I mean, you don't ever hear about a president.
Think about this though. Rand and Trump have really probably had some serious talks, and Rand Paul or not, he got his ribs busted. He's had some loons attack him, his, you know, wife being death threatened. And people think that Ron Paul's, you know, people have always questioned Ron Paul, whether he was real, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, whether he was completely real or not, as far as his rhetoric, his voting record and everything else, his book and the Fed, I mean, now his son's a pretty powerful senator with a pretty big voice. I mean, look, is the Fed voluntarily wanting to collapse itself so they can do this reset, totally change our currency? I mean, I don't know. The whole 5G thing, and half the Republicans are all, happy about putting the 5G on us, and this is the same gang that's going to save us. You know, it's strange.
Yeah, I've been thinking all day. I'm like, man, you know, I hope, you know, and I'm black-pilled, man. I don't trust Trump. I don't even really like him. But, you know, when I heard that he was doing that, I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he bumping heads with the Fed? And I'm like, man, I was just hoping
Fed.
I'm hoping he's talking with Rand Paul and maybe he knows something. But hey, one last question. I was asking somebody. I noticed everywhere I go up until yesterday, I noticed all the flags everywhere half to half mast. Yeah, still.
Does that
go to the end of the month?
Jeez,
nobody
knows.
I always ask people, hey, you know, why are the flags still happening? Yeah. You know, nobody in America, that's what our dumbed down educational process has done. It's taught people not to look up and not to ask questions. Nobody knows.
I mean, this year, in the last couple of years, the flags are flying half staff quite a bit. Any kind of little thing that goes on now, they do that, and you know, it's strange.
I still want to know guys dressed in black. I still want to know who were those guys dressed in black carrying the tack bags out and throwing them in the back of the truck at the high school and down in there in Israel's territory in Parkland or whatever it was. I want to know. No, nobody will answer that question for me. Who were those guys? All right, man. Take it easy.
See you, man. Yeah, and now David Hogg, the little commie twink. Goofball activist, anti-gun activist from the Parkland, what I'll say it's operation, and I'm not scared to say it. He's getting into Harvard, allegedly, so quite fascinating. Let's take Fred in Michigan.
Hey, Brother Bob.
Yeah, what's up, man?
The $6 billion coup d'etat of February 14th. How's that for a return on American taxpayer investment? The prospect of a hot war there with Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, has been traced to Bolshevik Jew lineage. Vladimir.
Some people have went into his lineage and say that, with his dad being one of the chefs for Stalin, and his mom being Jewish. Yeah, that's been floated around out there. Maybe it was Lenin, but it was his dad was like a really like a assistant to Stalin or Lenin. I remember that, but mom, But at the same time, supposedly she secretly baptized him in the Orthodox Church. So I don't know. It's
well, hey, trying you to know figure what? Out. The best cloaked operative is one who is a participant parishioner. You know, well, like sure. You mentioned before, the Jesuit order as a synagogue of Jews. I check with my county library system. They said, yeah, no problem. We can bring that in. Just like Israel Shahak, I got them to order in Jewish history, Jewish religion, the weight of 3,000 years.
Yeah, I got that book. Yeah.
You know, and then I recently heard Tex Mars. Let's see, it was DNA science, bro. And Aaron L. Hayek, you know who he is, right? He's a big time cell bio.
Yeah.
You know, Johns Hopkins, evolutionary geneticist. So he did, and before him, it was Ariella Oppenheim at the, Tel Aviv University or Hebrew University. Ariella Oppenheim in, I think, May of 2001, she came out and boldly proclaimed, you know, I hate to say it, but good old Israeli Jews, you know, you really don't have any genetic linkage to the old time Israelites. You have no claim to this land. You know,
well, basically, so, they're talking about the Ashkenazi wing of Jewry. You got a couple others, the Sephardics. This was basically your Spanish, and a lot of them can, you know, if you trace their bloodlines, I guess you could say that they're more Middle Eastern. And then you got the Mizraim out of the Yemen, which is currently being bombed into oblivion, where that's allegedly your real Middle Eastern bloodline. Semites that are being terminated right now.
So these, what do you call, what's the sect that's in Yemen?
Mizraim, M-I-Z-R-A-I-M, the Mizraim. Yeah, that's another wing of Jewry, a very small wing of Yemeni Jews, who the Mossad uses a lot of them in operations because they speak Arabic and so forth. But yeah,
amazing.
They're amazing. Yeah, they're the ones with the most connection to the land, and they're the ones the Saudis are pounding into oblivion.
That makes sense, doesn't it? And then the Ethiopian, remember the immigration of the Ethiopian Jews about 20 years ago to Israel? Well, they've been summarily ejected, last I heard. The Ethiopian blacks who lay claim to being, just like they lay claim that the Ark of the Covenant is there in Ethiopia somewhere, so they've been summarily ejected from Israel. But Brendan O'Connell brought up Karai, in his presentation, Exposing Orthodox Judaism and Israeli Spying, he presents David Duke presenting the chief Sephardic Israeli rabbi, Rabbi Yosef.
Obadiah Yosef.
And this guy also is the chief Sephardic rabbi of what's called the Torah Sages of Shaz. It's an ultra-conservative Orthodox coalition, a component of Israeli government parliament. You know,
they're in a block with the Likudniks all the time, the Shaz party, S-H-A-S, yeah.
They're in league with the Likudniks?
Yeah, Likudniks are right wing, and so the Shaz always is kind of in bed with the Likud.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that guy Yosef. How's this for the name of a Talmudic, the primary or exclusive maybe Talmudic university in Jerusalem? It is called Kook, K-O-O-K, Abraham Kook.
Yeah.
And this Abraham Kook Shabbat Lubavitch. Swine scum rabbi is the head rabbi for the entire Israeli settlement populace. And he is in agreement with Rabbi Yosef, of course, and Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg, who all declare the donkey Goyim Gentile, of course, as you know, exists to serve their best interests. And if they want our organs, give them up. Okay, that's a badge of honor to be executed. And maybe that's why there's 30,000 guillotines, 15,000 at a Marine Corps base in Billings, Montana, and 15,000 down in Georgia. Maybe Marietta. I don't know. Maybe there's a Marine Corps base. I forgot. Is there a Marine Corps base in Georgia? For sure, U.S. Army.
Yeah, there's a ton of Army stuff down there. There's the Marine Corps in North Carolina.
Right, right.
Camp Lejeune and Cherry Point.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, 30,000 guillotines from credible sources. So what I'm all about now is actionable, authentic, actionable and intel data. And, yeah, Jeff in Idaho, he does present some very thought-provoking intel data there. But I have absolutely no input, even remote. But what I do have immediate input on is something like Title 42 of the United States Code, Chapter 152, Subchapter 8, Section A, where Congress, somewhere around, I guess, 06, 07, this was elucidated by O'Connell in his presentation. Let's see, what was that? That must have been How Israel Rules Barbarians Inside the Gates. It might have been the Telpiot program, Israel's secret weapon. It also might have been the one that Chinese communists have taken over, who set up and runs China. That was in July. All right, but what I want to also bring up is that AJ in January, and O'Connell has two presentations. Alex Jones admits Donald Trump is U.S. Army military intel operative. And guess what? Steve Pachenik on Jones's broadcast this past February, I think it was, told Cernovich, yeah, you know, Trump, he's one of our, you know, CIA Mossad military intel operatives, big deal, you know, it's over now. So is the FBI, he said, and you know, all this crap with the FBI charade, soap opera, disinfo propaganda. Steve Pachenik goes on and on about, O'Connell covers that in his presentation, and that was in, Jones admits, you know, Trump is a U.S. Army military intel operative. And another one Jones admits to is that Israel is stealing U.S. military high technology. Jones admits Israel steals U.S. military high technology. Those were both in January.
Yeah. That's pretty common knowledge. Yeah.
And then they transfer it to Russia and India, and
China.
China.
Well, so, Fred, if you get into ChinaGate, which was during the Clinton administration, the Laurel Corporation, a guy named Bernie Schwartz,
with
all the transfer of our rocket technology to China, and then you got this Charlie Tree guy funneling all this money into the Clinton coffers to be reelected. I mean, the Democratic Party and the Chinese have been, you know, just as the Soviets and the Democratic Party in the United States, and then all their little subsidiaries, the various socialist parties and the Communist Party USA. It's been this way for long, long time. The American left is always, which has been pretty much dominated by, communist Jews and others. It's been communist for a long time, and they've been buddy buddy with all of the leftist Marxist regimes throughout the world, you know, and then you got the liberation theology Catholics as well. the Tim Kaines of the world down there running operations for our alphabet agencies in Central and South America. And then the Republicans have kind of always backed the other side of the house, you know, on the surface. We're like a two-headed monster, and then we've screwed these other countries around so bad and destabilized them, overthrew their leaders, killed their people, installed dictators.
It all emanates from the frickin' Fukushima Sam Hell Israeli lobby, man. O'Connell has an Al Jazeera. This is a British undercover. This guy, Tony Kleinfeld, he agrees to go undercover, and he infiltrates the Israeli lobby in Washington, D.C., and this is at the time of the UCal Berkeley BDS. They had a big push to get the UCal Berkeley Board of Regents to authorize a boycott of all the Israeli corporations. So, it's astonishing to see how it emanates back to Israel. And
here's what's strange, Fred. Their own Marxist monster that basically the Jewish community created here in the United States, and this is what happens to them all the time. They create these commie Marxist juggernauts, like with the Antifa crap and all the rest of it, and then it's turning around to bite them in the rear end because they're the ones turning around and saying, wait a minute, you guys are practicing apartheid now. Your kind of black organizations are all turning on the Israelis, the South Africans, basically the Jewish communists, Joe Shlomo and the rest of these guys, they all overthrew the white power structure in South Africa. But now the South African government, which is communist, is turning on Israel. It's hilarious. They create these Frankensteins, and then the Frankensteins, they turn around and sometimes try to turn around and kill them.
We need to put our minds together, you know, remote viewing, concept where maybe, midnight, 12 noon, on Wednesday and maybe a Sunday where we all concentrate on, you know, the Bilderbergs, the Club of Rome, the Likudniks, the Shabbat Lubavitch rabbis. You know, let's just all focus that they suddenly en masse have multiple brain aneurysms.
You're talking like terrible Tim Refat now, who's a very entertaining guy.
What about him? I'm all for that, man. Let me tell you.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, I got to get going, but thanks for calling.
Well, one last thing. When you have time, scope out. It's on YouTube. It's called it's Jesse Ventura interviewing Robert Duncan. It's called the Voice of God, 5G technology. And then in Washington D.C., recently scientists testify against 5G wireless, and it's awesome, absolutely awesome.
All right, Fred. See ya, man. Thanks.
See ya.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you wanna go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question my line of work, but I've got a family, and I feed them all the death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
All right, we're back. Last half hour of the program coming your way. Let's talk to Hijacker in Washington. How we doing?
Oh, pretty good, Robert. Always a great show.
Thanks, man.
So, yeah. Well, listen, Robert, this is historic. We are now in it. This is the real McCoy. This is the time when everybody does need to panic, and I can basically prove it. So if we take a look at the big picture, the big piece of machinery that's working, the reason we're getting ready to come into, it's going to be one or two, maybe three different realities, but it's coming, like within like a week, 2 weeks, and that's the money. Everybody knows the money, the bubbles are up there. What's happening with the petrodollar, India not taking our dollar anymore, basically a lot of these different countries, you know, going their own way. You've also got Deutsche Bank, I'm probably not saying it right, they're down to like $7 a share. That's the big bank in Germany. If she goes, it'll be like a fat man on the boat that's chained everybody else. And then you'll start to see one bank after another, the Italian banks, the Spanish banks. The people just start going overboard until they get to the two big fat guys, United States and China. And then we go overboard. So we are on the precipice of a worldwide economic reset, depression, whatever you want to call it. But the reason why I called is that let's take a look at the anomalies That's what I look for. I look for things that they don't ever happen before, or they're rare, or they're very unusual. Now, we could always say, well, the stock market, you know, ours has dropped 3,500 points from 727,000 down to, I think, 3,500 right now. Actually, the Chinese have just looked like they suspended their trading. They were down 300 points, then up 100, and then it looks like they just froze. They're not giving any information. I think it's like noon over there right now. We know the guy called the six banks, the head of the Federal Reserve tonight.
Yeah.
Went ahead and got hold of the six biggest banks. But the anomalies, Trump pulled out of nowhere, the troops out of Syria.
Yeah.
And not only did he pull them out, he says within 24 hours, I want all State Department employees out of there. And some people have said that basically they're loading up the troops as fast as they can. And the United States never, you've been in the military, they never do anything fast. I mean, this is like a reaction. And so now Trump must know something. The other anomaly, and so anyways, he's pulling them back, and it looks like it's going to be quick. The other anomaly is you got that big buildup in the Ukraine, both on both sides, both on the Russian side in Crimea with the aircraft, but also lots and lots of tanks and artillery pieces being pulled in. They're setting that trigger point up. And then the other anomaly is, of course, you mentioned it before, Trump pulling back the 11 aircraft carrier groups, except for one, Robert. There is still one out there. And within a nuclear one. And in the last 24 hours, guess where it just passed by, and guess where it's sitting right now?
I think it's in the Arabian Sea.
That's right. It's in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah,
it went through the Straits of Hormuz in the last 24 hours. So that's where she's at. And so here are the two different ways it could go, you know, based on the envelopes and you got the Q stuff and all the rest. And you're saying, well, Trump's his own man, which, by the way, if people think that Trump was the, you know, the other side of the coin, I got his epitaph and nobody can beat this one. And an epitaph is what you put on somebody's grave that kind of marks what is the mark of their life. And so Donald Trump's would be, here lies Donald J. Trump, the man that single-handedly exposed the entire deep state and the shadow government to the whole world all within 2 years. And that's what he's actually known for. He's smoked them all out. So when you take a look at all these different anomalies that are happening, also the shutdown, notice they timed the shutdown right at Christmas. Right as we're getting, you know, the Fed raised the money on the interest. I mean, they just went like crazy. They're out in the open. Are they going to crash it? And so we're going to know that this economy is going to crash. And so the one thinking is that Trump knows this. That's why he's pulling the troops back. That's why he pulled all the Navy men back, is that he knows we're going to go into martial law, because we cannot have an economic collapse in this worldwide, but in this country, without the inner cities burning. And I mean, once EBT, once you disjoint our economic structure and try to reset it, there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road. So the one thinking is that Trump knows it, and that's why he's pulling all these people back quickly, all the carrier groups, Syria, Afghanistan. The other thing that he might know is that there is a setup, and some people, this is the reaction of the deep state. Because the deep state does know that Donald Trump is closing in on them. And if he really is, you know, locking up and executing the Bushes and the McCains, they've got to react. And they've got to react now. And
here's the thing. Their masters will react by basically doing the very things, pulling out the pillars from under the economy in order to run cover for the mass, let's say, arrests of all these creeps that have been destroying the country. So, I mean, that's one angle for sure.
Yeah.
The other angle is the whole thing's planned and Trump's just an actor on the stage and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I lean towards this as being too crazy to be just all an act. There's some forces here in our power structure, especially probably in the alphabets and then the DOD that are actually maybe trying to clean up the slime a little bit, and then the slime is resisting by threatening to collapse everything on us.
Right. Well, that goes into the second line of thinking, and that is that the deep state does have to react. They've got to do a false flag. It's got to be big. It's got to be worldwide. In fact, a few years ago, there was a lot of children, a lot of people had visions or dreams about right at Christmas time. They didn't know if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, but they knew it was Christmas lights, in which the country, basically, its power was cut, and we went into some type of war or whatever right at Christmas time. But if you actually take a look at from the Israelis' perspective, some people say that the Israelis don't have another year to let the Iranians keep on building what they're building. They say Hezbollah is building too deep of tunnels. They're getting too close. The Iranians now have an army right on the Israelis' border, and that they're actually going to do a false flag by remote. They got this thing now to where a plane can actually drop a torpedo in the water, and it can just sit there just below the water, dormant, and that it can actually be turned on later on, hours later, days later, and then it can actually be guided into a ship.
Well, so think about this. Could be a head fake. Okay, Trump, he endears all the anti-war, libertarian, kind of conservative, alternative media. Hey, I'm pulling out of Syria. None of us wanted to be in Syria in the first place, but let's say it's a head fake and there's a false flag already planned. Okay, we're getting out. Oh, boom, false flag. We got to go back in. You see, that's another scenario that could happen.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, the Stennis, the aircraft carrier Stennis. And if we see that thing's hit, and you know what an aircraft carrier is, you see one of those suckers start to go down, then Trump would, even if Trump's not part of it, he will have no choice but to say basically the Iranians did it, and then it's going to be an air and sort of missile war. Saudi Arabia, they're all in on a war with Iran. Israel is all in. Trump had to pull the 15,000 troops or 5,000 or 2,000 troops out, because he knew the Iranians were going to hit them. They were going to be left wide open. And so that's the scenario. The other thing to watch is if you see the power grid in Kiev in the Ukraine go down, that's a signal that Vladimir Putin is basically telling the Ukrainians, look, you think you're going to have a conventional war right here on the border with Luhansk on eastern Russia? No. I'm going to send in 10,000 crack Spasnak troops, and I'm going to decapitate the Ukraine by taking Kiev in one day. He's got the full capability to do that. And he will send them a sign by knocking their power grid out. He will activate his agents within Kiev. And if their power goes down, that means we're real close to a major war. Or actually, it won't even be a war. Putin probably will decapitate him. He probably will take Kiev overnight. But anyway, it's the money. That's what I'm trying to basically say to your audience. It is going to go one way or the other. And if this economic collapse comes, folks, it will have to go to martial law, because there's too many people. You see them all the time right there in St. Louis. If the water gets turned off, these people got about a three-day lifespan. They'll be drinking out of their toilets. They've got no capability to take care of themselves at all. So it would have to go to martial law. Economic collapse does equal martial law. And it does, to some extent, I hate to say it, equal some kind of racial conflict. So
there's going to be a lot of dead bodies. There was Steve Quayle posted a Zero Hedge article back from October of last year about over half the country sucks more money out of the system than they put in as far as welfare and so forth and so on. So, I mean, we've got a large swath of our population that is dependent on this funny money system, and so when the thing goes, it's unfortunately going to be bad, real bad.
Yeah, well, I can attest to that. Four of my children got really good jobs. In fact, two of them make like in the six figures. One's a master mechanic, and one's like an IT guy, you know, like a computer engineer. And their taxes, wow! All four of them, a couple of nurses, and their taxes are like, they just cannot believe how much they actually pull out. So anyways, this collapse is coming, folks, and it's either the deep state, or they're either going to pull this Iranian false flag, which right after that, Trump is going to be forced to react to Iran. Then what you're going to have is our deep state is actually going to pull a cyber attack in the United States, hitting our markets, hitting our computers, because one of the biggest things they got to do is they got to shut this internet down. Everybody's waking up to everything now, and they've got to reset the whole internet. But then it could even get, you could even see the power go out for a while, But this is it. It's going to go one way or the other, Robert. And I felt the need to tell your guest. In fact, I used to do a radio show. I'm off the air now. I can see I'm getting ready because I know I'm thinking Christmas. I think they're going to give us a big show. It would be the Jewish style to give us like an aircraft carrier at night in the Persian Gulf burning and sinking while all the families are gathered together at the TV set on Christmas Day. I mean, talk about a global 9/11. That would take the cake. But hopefully it doesn't happen. I'm afraid. Anyways, I know you got other people, Robert. Always a great show. Always got great numbers. You. God bless you. Thank you now. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Take care. All right, we got three callers left. We've got 15 minutes or so. So let's take Rob in Nebraska. Come on up, Rob.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, sir.
Hi, Robert.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah,
what's on your mind?
Love your show. Oh, I got a couple of things as far as talking about speculating and things being scripted and talking about Bush's funeral and these papers being shown to each other. Well, when Laura showed hers to Jeb, I mean, she just used it like a flashcard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jeb didn't even have time to really comprehend what was there, and he had such a shocked look on his face. It's like, well, I didn't understand if he even knows what she was showing him. He was so quick.
Well, so I don't know. That's a tough one.
If he already knew ahead of time, that's why it's so interesting what that deal was. And
but she looked like she had seen a demon or a ghost. I'll tell you that. And Biden's wife, the same thing. Biden's wife looked real spooked, and so did Joe Biden. But
exactly.
I was watching some of these videos on that were, you know, talking about all this, and somebody did a massive collage of all the creep stuff that Joe Biden did in public, touching little girls' breasts and talking about how horny he is to have this little girl standing next to him. He got caught on a hot mic. I mean, that's one sick dude is Joe Biden.
Oh, I'll agree with you there. And then something just popped into my mind when people were talking about this Christmas surprise. I remember now people were talking last year. People were saying supposedly the Queen of England said something about to enjoy Christmas last year because it'll be our last one.
Yeah.
And it didn't occur, so maybe it's going to be this Christmas.
Well,
if that's a true story.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to, you know, to take in all this information and to really, you know, judge its veracity, because there's so much garbage that people are pumping in, purposeful disinformation. That's what kills me, is just the people that are willing to do that to people. I don't understand it. I just can't comprehend people that get off on lying to others, just for a Machiavellian, Alinskyite reasons, you know, to get to the ends. It justifies the means. I just don't like that. It's just slimy.
Well, it is. I don't understand it either. So, but yeah, I love your show. I catch you every week. You give a lot of great info. Enjoy it.
Well, thanks, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's good for now.
All right, Rob, take care of yourself, man.
All right, thanks. You too.
All right, see ya. Well, let's bring up Alan in Texas. Come on up, Alan.
Evening, Robert. So evening. Much I could talk about. But I'll make way for your last caller here. But please, like going out tonight, no one else talked about this. I think Ken said you had it geared up last week. The AJ clip from Thursday a week ago when he went off on the GDGDGFOB.
Oh, yeah, I had that somewhere.
Oh man, it was precious.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about the technology, what you started out with, man. That's what really interests me. I wish there was more shows that would get into that a little bit deeper.
Yeah, he did. Go ahead, elaborate real quick.
Oh, no, it's just like what Jeff was talking about, about the longitudinal waves, being like an impulse wave, and you know, is that how they produce the, you know, these tsunamis, you know, the earthquake machines or whatever they do? You know, is it, do they reach resonant frequency? Can they, you know, explode other planets? You know, supposedly Tesla said that, you know, with the right thing, you could, you know, blow the sun up. You get it to resonating in the right way. So,
well, you know, there's, I mean, I believe, though, look, it's almost like that Genesis 3:22, where it talks about man will be able to do anything that his basically his mind desires. When this was God in the Garden of Eden talking about if he was going to let man in his fallen state get access to the tree of life. And, you know, the tree of life is a very interesting, you know, you're getting into the DNA and all this other stuff. But basically, when you get into this, I think that, look, if you believe that there's a creator that created the universe, there's a limit that he's placed on where we collectively as a branch of his creation can go. Now, this is where the transhumanists, all the people that are basically at war with the natural world, you know, they're playing with the people's genders, they're playing with everything, the plants, the animals, tweaking everything. You know, this is the Book of Enoch level stuff, man, where
yeah, I mean Robert, you know, I mean, yeah, they announced that they're doing, you know, human head transplants. I mean, they've they've got synthetic DNA, you know, they've got nanocircuitry incorporated into the DNA strand. You know, I mean, there's crazy stuff going on.
Well, these fibers that are part of the geoengineering that burrow into our skin. And,
oh, and yesterday I look up in the sky and look at all the weird clouds and the little waves that, and patterns that are in them.
Hey,
and the Kimbos that are up there.
Have you had to scrape your windshield this year? And it feels like it's
but I've got a vehicle sitting out, and it's got that black, moldy, mildewy type, but it's not really mildew on it, you know.
But listen, I live where it gets cold and you got to scrape your windshield. It's like you're scraping a chemical residue off your freaking windshield. It's not like normal ice. It's like strange. It's just like, it's almost like a chemical that you're sitting here scraping off your windshield, and it's just like that. It doesn't feel normal. It's strange as hell.
Yeah. You know, they spray us like bugs down here, you know, and it's, I mean, you know, even I was sitting out with some relatives last night, and one of them looks up at the moon, and he goes, "Well, look at the ring around the moon." I said, "Yeah, they called it a moon dog." He's like, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, you can see them around the sun now, too, you know, almost, you know, quite often. You know, it's that haze that's up there. What are you talking about?" And, of course, trying to explain to them, you know, because they're like, one of them's a hospital administrator, and the other one's a pretty well up into banking, so I have some interesting conversations periodically. But the technology stuff is scary. You know, are they fighting so hard not to let us have the free energy stuff, because that is one technology that they really don't want us having, because it could be used for like the really bad stuff. I mean, look at what they did on, you know, like 9/11. You know, where did the building go? Why did the people jump out? I remember watching that
pulverization.
You know what, the highway of death, you know, what did that? You remember the Iraqi soldiers popping up out of their foxholes, the elite soldiers, you know, and surrendering to kitchen crews, you know? They've got weaponry, and you probably have a little bit better idea, since I tell you were kind of in it a little bit. But
You know, you get into Edward Henry's book on 9/11, and it talks about this hurricane that was off the coast.
Yeah,
you get into this whole directed energy side of the house, which some people poo-poo. You know, you got the micronukes, you got the nanothermite, and you got the directed energy, and then you have this, you know, Tesla coil version of the pulverization of the buildings and so forth. It's interesting. He's really the one author that covered all three of the theories about 9/11. And so that's a great book by Edward Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, for any of you that want to read, you know, one book that covers all the major paradigms on what happened that day.
Well, you know, I sat and watched that, and, you know, that's one of those images burned in my brain, kind of like watching that Fukushima, you know, the wave, the tsunami come in and wipe out, you know, and like I said, you know, watching people open their door up and step out and see what it's coming, you know, and run back inside and close the door like that's going to stop it, you know. just wild things that are just burned into my brain, you know, and I question from day one. I was sitting there saying, ain't no way in hell, you know, both of those things came down like that. The first one was impossible.
Well, then the Building 7's the real, you know, that's
where did
the
real, they go? Really, where did they go? You know, very strange. Anyway, technology.
All right, man.
Thanks, y'all, I'll let you go. Thanks, Robert.
All right, take care. And the last caller will be David in San Francisco. We will take David, and you can finish out the show with me, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thanks, Robert. A couple of different things. I'm a 9/11 truther, so hearing that discussion, don't get me started. I could probably go for 10 hours on that whole business.
Yeah.
By the way, when you were talking about scraping that ice, was that about 3 weeks ago or a month ago when the California wildfires were going on?
No, that was even in the last. That was even in the last like week. So, but we get a lot of chemtrails at night here, to where you don't see, you look up and you're like, oh, they're hitting us at night. And so, you know, I thought about that too, you know, while the fires were coming in the jet stream and everything, but even, you know, not that long ago, just in the last week or so, it was like, you know, you scrape and you're like, what the heck? Strange.
Right. Well, you know, this whole business you were talking about, the, Genesis. And I think that phrase is just before Moses, just before Noah, it's that every one of God's worst fears came to pass. I think that was pretty much the phrase. And it's almost as if, you know, the power of negative thinking. And it's a pretty interesting concept that it all has to do with maturity and technology. I don't know if you've ever heard of the technocrats.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Back around...
Sure.
Yeah, 100 years ago, basically it was like the Nazi scientists who just did experiments for the sake of the science, and they didn't care about, you know, the human lives they chopped up. So it was a, you know, pretty grim reality.
Yeah, Patrick Wood really wrote a good book about that whole movement back then.
Yeah, it's really grim. And you know what bugs me, you know, here we got Christmas coming up in a day or so. All of this talk about, you know, building a wall, these guys are, you know, America used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And you've got this guy who is pretending to be scared to death of a whole bunch of women and children. And he's got these families locked up. He's going to create a legend about the Christmas where the evil Drumpf steals away the children and locks them in a prison so they can't see their mothers and fathers. And it's tens of thousands. As at last I heard, it was like 24,000 people are still locked up in these privatized prisons.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I just say turn them around at the border and don't even let them come in. Why would you even put them in any kind of holding facilities? I don't understand that. If you have a border to guard, you know, other countries guard their borders. They just don't let people walk in. So I don't see the point of if you're going to turn people away, turn them away. I think we've absorbed enough people into this country to where we don't need to be absorbing anymore for a long, long time. Especially if you're an environmentalist, why would you want to keep stressing your natural resources by bringing more and more people into your country? I just think it's insane. So I don't agree with that either, locking anybody up. I say turn them around at the border. We'll see. Well, thanks for listening,
the
everybody.
Immigration's falling off. Yeah.
All right. See ya. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Ken.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.